Christmas night, another fight. Tears we cried a flood. Got all kinds of poison in my blood.
We know this as the Coldplay song Christmas Lights from December 2010. The lyrics tell the story of a lost love, and when we hear it's Oxford Street where the one who's telling this sad tale takes to walking with the pain of a broken heart, we realize that we are in London. Roll the clock back over 150 years, and we find ourselves in England with Ebenezer Scrooge as the ghost of Christmas past takes him back to the time when Belle, a lovely young woman whom he has loved, breaks off their engagement and leaves him forever. And Scrooge can't stand these visions now. Such is the pain of his broken heart and his terrible mistake. Christmas Lights by Coldplay will help tell the story of Ebenezer Scrooge and all the colorful characters Charles Dickens created in A Christmas Carol in a production this weekend presented by the Performing Arts Training Academy and the Misericordia Players on the Misericordia University campus in Dallas, just outside Wilkes-Barre. Jacob Thomas, who is singing here, has been a participant in PATA since 2014, and he will not only sing in the production, but he will dance in the Fezziwig ball scene. PATA is a local performing arts program where students receive vocal training, intensive dance instruction, acting and drama coaching, as well as rhythm and music appreciation, within an environment that builds confidence and creativity. PATA strives to promote vocal health and vocal awareness and to instill in young performers the knowledge and foundation of physical movement to decrease the risk of vocal and physical injury related to speaking, singing, and dancing. PATA was founded by Carrie M. Tellis, who is a trained vocalist, actor, and an associate professor of speech-language pathology at Misericordia University. Dr. Tellis paid a visit to the WVIA studios with Jeff Kelly, PATA theater manager, and with young performers Jacob Thomas, Sydney Tellis, and Jacob Schweiger, as well as Catherine Manasco, musician and graphic artist. And Dr. Tellis began by introducing us to the Performing Arts Training Academy.
I started this about 3 years ago in an effort to bring to the community and to especially young performers, first of all, the love of the arts and the theater, but also the science and the technique behind voice production in acting and in singing, the mechanics and the foundational idea of body movement in dance, and then also, the theater and acting, so movement and expression and all of those things. So actually, Jeff and I, he's been a part of the program since it began. And because I'm integrally involved with Misericordia, no better place to kind of do this but Misericordia. And so we started as a summer program. It actually started as a 2-week program, and we did training first, and then we put on a show. We've done all original shows for 3 years in the summer, and our show is written by our actual script writer now and our acting coach. His name is Orlando Barone, and we call him Lonnie, that's his nickname, who also is my dad. So it's just a family affair in a way. And so we started in the summer, and then it's just grown from there. The second summer we did an original script, and we infused it with popular music and Broadway music, so music that was already out there. And this past summer was our first summer where we did a completely original musical, and it was a 2-hour and 15-minute full-length musical, start to finish, and we had 17 original songs. And actually, one of our songwriters is here. So Lonnie wrote most of the lyrics to all the songs, and I had friends of mine write the music. So it was just a fantastic experience. But it's just kind of the merging of science and the arts. And so it's just been kind of that effort going through.
Absolutely. And I'll say I also work at Dallas High School on the side, helping out with lighting and with their theater group. And one of the big things I think, especially Misericordia related, that both Carrie and I believe in is that educational aspect. And we found a way to bridge all of that together. So we have the local pull, the community pull, but we're teaching the kids. You know, both of us have professional experience in our realms, and then we found a way to connect with all ages. And I think the big thing to talk about this time is we're bridging that gap mm-hmm. between, I think the youngest kid in the cast is six years old, to the oldest kid in the cast is 21, 22 years old. We have a very nice range, and they all work together, and they're all learning side by side. And one of our favorite points to see, at least I think I can speak for both of us, is watching the college-aged kids help the younger kids, and then the younger kids question the older kids on why they're doing things certain way. And just that, you know, it just becomes such a learning environment all the way around that it really speaks to what both groups, PADA and Misericordia, want to accomplish, is just that educational experience and opportunity for everyone.
Yeah. So this is the second year that PADA has worked with the Misericordia Players to put on a winter show, and this is by far our biggest production. We have 38 performers, and really half of them are younger performers and half are from Misericordia. So it's just excellent. You know, it's going to be a great performance this year.
This sounds like a very important and fundamental training program, so that as these young people launch into community theater or building professional careers, they'll be able to avoid damaging their voices and be able to prolong their enjoyment of singing.
Well, sure. That was, I mean, really, you hit the nail on the head. You really did. Number one, well, there's a lot of facets of this, actually. I mean, and I'm very interested in getting these young performers early on to train them to develop habits throughout their entire, you know, lifetime, really, so they can continue in whatever area of performance they want or whatever area they want. You know, some of these performers aspire to be in theater or to be, you know, lead singers in a rock band or whatever they want to do. Sure, that's certainly something that some of them aspire to do, but a lot of them, community theater might be something they do, or that they just love to get up in front of people and speak. And so much of what we do in our lifetime is getting here, you know, speaking for a radio station, interviewing, getting up to speak in a class because you have to do a speech for a class assignment, and just not feeling inhibited to get up and do those things. It's really interesting that you say work with them so that they can continue in a lifetime of good technique and good habit form. And what I see is when we get these young 5, 6, 7-year-olds, they do it naturally. We train them, but it's so much easier to work with them than it is to even catch, like, maybe even college level or the older kids who've developed habits for so long. So to retrain them, you know, to form habits that are healthy for them, because they're more likely to do something that could hurt themselves vocally than even our youngest would. And so it was that. Grab these kids when they're younger and train them so that they can prevent injury. But it's really become more expansive than that. It's okay, get these people who want to be doing this and who want to sing and retrain them so that they don't hurt themselves, or they get just even better production for their voice.
And I think on the college side of things too, a lot of our students going into, we do a musical every other spring, and this spring as we're set for our musical, we will be doing Godspell come April 6th through the 9th.
Yeah.
The students, the first question they had was, okay, we're doing a Christmas show. Everyone certainly loves a Christmas show, but then that training aspect, basically they're getting this training and helping break some of their less healthy habits that they may have, or learning from scratch. I mean, we had there one or two students that got on stage and auditioned and said, I've never done this before, and it's something I want to try, and gave them an opportunity to learn from the get-go exactly, you know, the safe way of doing things and the healthy way of doing things, and then gearing them up for what is their main stage production of Godspell, that then they'll feel prepared, and then that takes some of the edge off and glides right into what they need. Absolutely.
Tell us then what you're inviting us to see.
Okay, so yeah, so this performance this weekend, we have two shows. One's on Saturday at 6:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock, and we're doing A Christmas Carol. It's pretty much a straight play, but we had to infuse it with music because, really, PADA can do nothing without music. So there will be traditional carols throughout, and there will be some dance, so that's kind of exciting. And we are also doing a short play written by our scriptwriter, and it's called Making Christmas Happen, and it's a very fun story about the Exceptional Eight and how they save Christmas. But we're also doing 5 songs that'll be at the beginning and during intermission, kind of right before the beginning of the second show.
You mentioned working on sets, Jeff. Tell us about what you've been building.
We actually went with a full-on structured set. So it's 3 different layers. You have the main stage decking, and then you have 2 other layers. One's about 3 feet up platform, where we'll bring different set pieces on and off, and then I mean, the colors of the set are definitely a red and a green back, but then we'll have, you know, some finesse pieces. We do have a set of French doors and an upper level that's actually 5 feet up and a grand staircase coming down the center with help from Dallas High School. Blaine McHugh and the director over there helped me match up some pieces and things and helped us cart them over that we were able to adjust our... Our stage may look small if you're walking around it, but then you see what they can actually do. And I mean, at one point in time, we have a dance number with probably 20 people on stage doing the dance mm-hmm. just fine. But with the different layers, giving us the opportunity to create different scenes with lighting and then, you know, with the handful of set pieces on and off, closing of a curtain or a mid-curtain once in a while, that we ultimately get probably 7 or 8 different areas just off of a 30 by 30 stage.
Which is very important for A Christmas Carol. You know,
yes.
Scrooge has to go back in time, in the present, and then into the future. So it's interesting. Jeff has done a very nice job with the set.
When you say dance, is that at Fezziwig's Ball?
It is Fezziwig's Ball.
Fezziwig's, yep.
It is. And it's to A Christmas Canon, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra version. All our PADA performers are singing. Actually, though, Jake is dancing with the college-level kids, so...
Jake, tell us what's been special about being with PADA.
It's just completely has changed. Like, the way that I think of, like, how to sing before, it was just more like, you're making music out of your mouth. But, like, through this, you know, okay, now I know what comes into that and how not to, what Carrie and Jeff said, how not to hurt myself through PADA. And it's been a great experience.
And it's your turn.
My name is Sydney Tellis. I am in 8th grade at Dallas Middle School. And I've been at PADA since the beginning. I've actually done a lot more, like, since I was really young. I love dance and singing and acting and things like that. I used to actually stand on top of a coffee table and try to tap dance. But I've grown up in a family where we all love to sing and act and dance and be on stage. And so at PADA, I was able to express all those things with people that I feel like I could really bond with and become friends with. And I've made a bunch of new friends and I've learned new techniques. And like dancing, I never thought I could actually really dance. Like, I've been in different things when I was dancing, but here at PADA with Lauren Timmick, our dance instructor, I've learned a whole new meaning of dancing. Singing, I've learned new techniques. And with acting, I've just learned, it's a whole new kind of way of acting. Like, I've learned how to use my facial expressions to explain what's happening on stage, and like my body without even talking, I can express everything.
And what are you doing in this show?
In this show, I'm a bunch of different people in the show. I'm a boy in one show. I'm a gentleman in one act, and in the other show, I'm a narrator. And in both shows, I'm actually a narrator. But I'm not really dancing, but I am acting and singing a lot.
You're another Jacob, but not Jacob Marley.
My name is Jacob Schweiger. I'm a senior at Misericordia University.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying physical therapy with an undergraduate in philosophy.
What role has theater played in all of this?
Oh, it's played probably the biggest role in my collegiate career because I've always been involved in theater. And coming in my first year, my first semester, I actually met Jeff Kelly. We performed in a show together my first semester. That was his last semester performing. And then... after that, he had directed some of the shows, and he took me on as a work study, and now I'm his graduate assistant. So I've been doing a lot of, learned all the behind-the-scenes stuff I never would have imagined learning before.
What's your role in A Christmas Carol?
I am Scrooge.
And how have you been shaping your character?
It's been difficult. It's a hard role. I didn't realize how hard it was going to be going into it, but he really has such a fun... He's so fundamentally different at the end of the show than he is at the beginning, and there's so many undertones to his character that if you don't pick up on them, you won't deliver it as well as you potentially could. You want to see the process happen as he encounters each spirit, how they influence him, and all those little moments where he sees certain things and they really affect him, and some of them bother him, some of them make him really happy, other ones make him very sad.
You're holding a handsome Yamaha guitar.
I'm Catherine Manasco. I am the PADA, well, I started out as the PADA guitar and bass player, and now I've moved on. I'm teaching guitar classes to ages...
Five?
Yes, I have a 5-year-old. I'm also writing songs for the PADA performances.
She does all the artwork. every year we've done a show, Catherine's created the artwork for the poster that ends up being the artwork for our program. And this year was a collaborative effort between her daughter Brownlee, who created it, and Catherine helped along the way.
Well, we won't get to hear your original songs, Catherine, this time. What are some of the songs, Gary, that we will be hearing?
Yeah, Christmas Lights by Coldplay, This Christmas by Mary J. Blige. We're doing Hanson, What Christmas Means to Me, Sleigh Ride by Reliant K, and Winter Wonderland, and Michael Bublé, and Rod Stewart version. So in our PATA performers, some of them will be dancing in that one.
You've come prepared to give us a sample. Are you ready?
Sure, absolutely. So we're going to do a scene from actually the end of the show, a happy scene where he wakes up after he's been through it and he meets the boy who, you know, sends him off to get the turkey for the Cratchit family.
Ready, Sydney? What? Where am I? What day is this? How long have I been with the spirits? It's morning, but what day? I don't know. But I'm alive! I'm alive! And they're here, my bed curtains. They're not torn down. They're here, and I'm here. Oh, I'm so happy. I feel as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. Hello, my boy. What day is it? Wait, don't be afraid, my boy. What day is it?
What day is it?
Yes, what day is it today?
Why, it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day? Are you quite sure about that, my lad?
I should say I am.
Well, that's amazing. That means that... that the spirits have done it all in one night. Well, of course they can. They can do whatever they like. Hello, my boy.
Hello.
Do you know the Poulters on the next street? The one on the corner?
I should hope I did.
Oh, wonderful. What a remarkable boy. A wonderful boy. Do you know if the prized turkey is still hanging in the window there?
The one as big as me?
What a pleasure talking to him. Yes, my buck. The one as big as you.
Why, it's hanging there right now.
It is. Well, you must go and buy it. Yes, go buy it now.
Police!
No. Go and buy it for me and tell the man to bring it around so I can give him directions and where to deliver it. Come back with him and I'll give you a shilling. Come back with him in under 5 minutes and I'll give you half a crown.
Jacob Schweiger and Sydney Tellis in a scene from A Christmas Carol to be presented at Misericordia University this weekend.
Something cool to mention, like seeing that Jacob's involved in physical therapy, a lot of, you know, Catherine has her degree in speech pathology. So a lot of the people who work as trainers for us are in either speech pathology or physical therapy and are, you know, have science backgrounds. It's very interesting. And a lot of the performers, you know, will tell me, I think you said, I can't wait to go back to school because I can apply what I learned in science. I understand it so much better. And I know you're thinking of maybe doing something, right?
Yeah,
a science field.
Doing something in the science field.
So that would be a coming together of art and science for you, Jake. For you, Carrie, we understand you sing opera, but there's a science to what you do too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how I started. So most of my training was in classical opera, and then I wanted to sing all types of different genres. I didn't just want to do opera, and so I came upon something called Estel voice training when I was doing my PhD. And I got trained to be a certified master teacher in this type of training that really takes the whole science aspect of voice and puts it into a model, a structure that trains people on how to use each aspect of their voice and manipulate it to create different sounds. And so one of the big things about the training is that you make a choice then as a singer about what you want the sound to sound like instead of having to be kind of boxed into a particular sound because that's all you know how to do, because that's all you've ever done. So yes, I was trained operatically. Yes, I do continue to do that kind of style, but I sing all types of different genres, Broadway and belting and pop and rock and, you know, musical theater and everything else. So it's a lot of fun.
Happily, you're able to bring it all together with PATA.
Misericordia has been amazing in the amount of support that they've given for our program. And Dr. Tom Boatsman is incredibly supportive of the performing arts and PATA. And so I do want to just give a little shout out to him and to Misericordia because they've given us a home and a place to let these young performers come. And the Misericordia students have been remarkable. They volunteer and donate their time, often backstage in the crew and in every other capacity you can even imagine. And so really, really thankful for the space and the time and the resources.
Dr. Carrie Tellis, trained vocalist, actor, and an associate professor of speech-language pathology at Misericordia University and founder of the Performing Arts Training Academy at Misericordia University in Dallas, just outside Wilkes-Barre. Dr. Tellis paid a visit to the WVIA studios with Jeffrey Kelly, who is manager of cultural special events at Misericordia and the Pata Theater manager, and performers Jacob Thomas, Sydney Tellis, and Jacob Schweiger, as well as Catherine Manasco, PATA musician and graphic artist. The Performing Arts Training Academy, PATA, and the Misericordia Players will team up to bring a music, theater, and dance show this Saturday and Sunday at Misericordia in the Le Mans Theater, Saturday, December 10th at 6:30, Sunday, December 11th at 2 o'clock, and it's a pair of productions, A Christmas Carol, as we just heard, and an original play, Making Christmas Happen, by Orlando Barone, who is PATA acting coach, along with song and dance performances. The show will feature performers who have taken part in the summer PATA and fall classes, as well as Misericordia University students who are members of the Misericordia Players. We have a web address for more information, and that's either misericordia.edu, misericordia.edu, or if you'd like to learn more about PATA, gopata.org, gopata.org. There is an upcoming summer training program, a day camp for beginner and established performers, ages 7 through 17, beginning in mid-July, running for 3 weeks at the Misericordia campus in Dallas, again just outside Wilkes-Barre. The summer PATA program will include a junior leadership program for rising juniors and seniors in high school, where participants will learn presentation, interpersonal effectiveness, interviewing, public speaking, and other leadership skills and strategies. For more information on the web, gopata.org, gopata.org. And for these productions, it's Saturday, December 10th at 6:30 in the evening and Sunday, December 11th at 2 in the afternoon in Le Mans Theater in Walsh Hall at Misericordia University in Dallas. Tickets will be available at the door, misericordia.edu, misericordia.edu.